To Mom and Dad, this first one is for you. Part 1. Senior Capstone Project Proposal, 2019-2020. Student number, 4169. Student's full name, Pippa Fitz Amobi. Part A, to be completed by student. The courses of study or areas of interest to which the topic relates. English, journalism, investigative journalism, criminal law. Working title of senior capstone project. Research into the 2014 missing persons investigation of Andy Bell in Fairview, Connecticut. Present the topic to be researched in the form of a statement, question, hypothesis. A report on how print, televised, and social media have become key players in police investigations, using Andy Bell as a case study, and the implications of how the press presented Sal Singh and his alleged guilt. My initial resources will be interview with missing persons expert, interview with a local journalist who reported on the case, newspaper articles, interviews with members of the community, textbooks and articles on police procedure, psychology, and the role of media. Supervisor's comments. Pippa, this is an incredibly sensitive topic as it concerns a terrible crime that happened in our own town. Your project has been accepted only on the condition that no ethical lines are crossed. Please find a more focused angle for your report as you work through your research, and there is to be no contact made with either of the families involved in this case. This will be considered an ethical violation, and your project will be disqualified. Student Declaration. I certify that I have read and understood the regulations as set out in the notice to students. Signature. Pippa Fitz Amobi. Date. July 18th, 2019. 1. Pip knew where they lived. Everyone in Fairview knew where they lived. Their home was like the town's own haunted house. People's footsteps quickened as they walked by, and their words strangled and died in their throats. Shrieking children would gather on their walk home from school, daring one another to run up and touch the front gate. But it wasn't haunted by ghosts, just three sad people trying to live their lives as before. A house not haunted by flickering lights or spectral falling chairs, but by dark spray-painted letters of Scum Family and stone-shattered windows. Pip had always wondered why they didn't move. Not that they had to. They hadn't done anything wrong. But she didn't know how they lived like that. How the Singhs found the strength to stay here. Here, in Fairview, under the weight of so many widened eyes, of the comments whispered just loud enough to be heard, of neighborly small talk never stretching into real talk anymore. It was a particular cruelty that their house was so close to Fairview High School, where both Andy Bell and Sal Singh had gone, where Pip would return for her senior year in a few weeks when the late summer sun dipped into September. Pip stopped and rested her hand on the front gate, instantly braver than half the town's kids. Her eyes traced the path to the front door. It was possible that this was a very bad idea. She had considered that. Pausing for just a second, Pip held her breath, then pushed the creaking gate and crossed the yard. She stopped at the door and knocked three times. Her reflection stared back at her, the long, dark hair, sun-bleached a lighter brown at the tips. The pale white skin, despite a week just spent in the Caribbean. The sharp, muddy green eyes braced for impact. The door opened with the clatter of a falling chain and clicking locks.
Hello?
He said, holding the door half open with his hand folded over the side. Pip blinked to break her stare, but she couldn't help it. He looked so much like Sal. The Sal she knew.